That was awesome. We thank God for this gathering and the coming together of the saints. I just want to, on behalf of me and my family, thank the whole church for the love you have shown to us, Dr. Fakile. We will not repay this back to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Heaven, in His infinite mercy, will grant you your heart request even before you ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. None of your children will die ahead of you. Amen. Hey, when I pray, I want amen. Can we rise, please? I know in Redeemed Church you pray a lot. We're graced to be in Austria, Vienna, Maranatha Parish. And they pray like they have never seen before. In Linz, it was same thing. In Graz, it was same thing. They prayed with fire. So I believe there's the fire of the Lord burning in you. I declare again, I'm about to declare. I want a three resounding amen. You and your seed shall not be buried this year in the name of Jesus. At the words of God, every knee will bow. Amen. I declare, as we go into your word, you will teach us. Amen. You will lead us. Amen. More of you, Lord, less of man. Amen. And out of this oracle, Lord, you will touch lives. Amen. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The one that is strong and mighty. The one that is mighty in battle. Lord, I decree, if there's any ancient doors in your life, hear the word of God. Be lifted in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want a resounding amen. I said, be lifted in the name of Jesus. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm an old school preacher. I will need somebody to read the Bible. I will need somebody who can sing. I love song. Demons tremble at your presence. Let's sing. What a mighty God we serve. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything written about you is great. Is that all you can do? Demons tremble at your presence. What a mighty God we serve. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything written about you is great. You know it. Casting crown, lifting hands, bowing down, is all we've come to do. Let's cast our crowns. Casting crown. Lifting hands, bowing down, is all we've come to do. Adonai. 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 You reign on high. Let's appreciate God. Can we clap our hands? Thank you, Dad. Please remain seated in His presence. I thank you, Pastor, for that grace. You just don't commit your pulpit to anybody. You don't know my source. You don't know where I hail from. But we love God. And by His glory, we're gathered here today. What are we talking about? I need somebody, like I said, to read the scripture with me. And I will also need somebody who will sing at some point. At some point when I pray, when I minister, I always like you to pray along with me. So that we can, you know, balance things up. Revelation 3:20. It's a word. The Holy Spirit that is propelling is the word of God that is sharper than two-edged sword. You are here today not of your own accord, but God has destined today to be. He created you for a purpose. He created you for his own pleasure. If you are dark, he created you for his own pleasure. If you are white, he created you for his own pleasure. If you are short, he created you for his own pleasure. If you are tall, he created you for his own pleasure. If you are this size, he created you for his own pleasure. If you are this size, he created you for his own pleasure. He knew days ahead of days. And he knew I was going to be here today. Whether since I was born, whether since I started ministry, he knew ahead of time. And you are welcome to Mount Zion, the holy city of God. This is where your decisions are taken and decided. And everyone will surprise somebody here today in the name of Jesus. I said again, I needed somebody. Nobody is volunteering. One person to read. Yes. Revelation 3:20.
Behold, I stand at the door.
You will rise up. You will read with fire. Behold, I stand at the door of your heart. Behold, I stand. Somebody's heart is about to be opened up.
Amen.
Jesus is not going to forcefully possess you until you open up. God is not a possessive person. He requests, can I please come in? He created you, yet he will not take advantage of you. He will always ask of you, can I please come in? Are you willing to have me as a guest in your life? So at the door of your heart, if you're about to commit a sin, it's knocking. Can I come in, please? When you're about eating, it's knocking. Can I come in, please? Is at the door of your heart this morning, are you ready to open up to him? Because he's only calling you to celebrate you. And after those verses, he only said, I will come in, wine, and dine with you. So somebody is coming into your life to turn it around into a celebratory mood. It doesn't matter if you're healed. It doesn't matter if you're sick. It doesn't matter if you don't have a job. It doesn't matter if you're undocumented. He's asking, can I come in? It doesn't matter if the world has given up on you. If your mother has given up on you. Oh, come on. If your pastor has given up on you. It doesn't matter. What matters is that the pioneer and perfecter of your faith is at the door of your heart knocking. Say, can I come in? Are you willing to open up? He has the key of David. Somebody. A door he unlocks, nobody shuts. The door he shuts, nobody unlocks. So it's got your totality with him. He's got everything in him. He created you in his own image, after his own likeness. Can a calamity befall a city without God knowing about it? Jesus is knocking. He's at the door of your heart. Is somebody willing? Are you going to keep that door locked for the rest of your life? Some people say, I'm locked up. And when you're locked up, they don't interact. They don't speak out. They die in silence. Why are you locked up? When you have the King of Glory at the door of your heart, you may not tell your husband, yes. You may not tell your wife, yes. You may not tell your friends, yes. You may not tell your pastor, yes. But the King of Glory is at the door of your heart, and he knocks for you to come in. Is somebody ready to open the door? I have just three messages for you today. The door is always an entrance point or an exit point. Amen? Sorry, I'm not really prepared, you know. I'm not prepared for this. But when Pastor said to me yesterday, can you encourage? I said, I don't want to really do this. I said, encourage. I said, I need to be encouraged myself. The door signifies the entrance point. Am I walking into sin? Am I walking into darkness? Or am I walking into the light? Am I exiting light and going into light? Am I exiting darkness, going into light? Or exiting light to go into darkness? Say to me, the door is an entry point. Say after me. The door is an entry point. Or an exit point. Where are you? Where is your position before the door? John 10:7. Gospel of John 10:7. I told you the door is an entry point or an exit point. Yeah, anybody can read. Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Yes? Mommy?
All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them.
Listen, the problem that came ahead before God or the King of Glory into your life, they are just there to demoralize you. The sickness is there to demoralize you. The unemployment is there to demoralize you. You thinking I'm being undocumented is to demoralize you. Success in your education, if you have been a backlog of setbacks, is just there to demoralize you. But the King of Glory is now standing and asking, can I please come in, knocking? God will not just take possession of you. No, he doesn't do that. No, he will never do that. All he requests is your yes or no. All he requests is your consent. Are you ready to give him a consent? Today, somebody's life will change in the name of Jesus. Amen. Psalm 119 verse 130. I said to you, the door is an entry point or an exit point. Yes, ma. Anybody? Psalm 119, verses 130. 119, verse 130. Are you there, mommy? The entrance of your word does what? Give it light. He giveth understanding unto the simple. So even the word of God giveth light and understanding to the simple. The word you're listening to, I hope you're not taking it somehow. Because the pastor in Europe, we have misinterpretation mentality. In America, it is same. Even when the word of God comes, either by Rhema or by Logos, people, the way they misinterpret the word differs. God may say to you, do this right now, and people will divide that word into diverse place. And they will lose the content and even the context of the word. So to the simple, I'm talking to the simple. I'm talking to the babes this morning. I'm talking to children. Those who will assimilate what you're taking, the way you're saying it, and the Spirit will interpret it unto them. So, the entrance of the word of God giveth light, illumination. The whole world was in darkness and said, let there be light. That was the entrance of his word. So, his word in your life today will bring light upon you.
Amen.
So, when I said, the door is the entry point or exit point. I just nailed it there. So you can know that for you to open your door, you're opening to something to illuminate your life. Something to brighten you. And at the end of the day, something to celebrate your destiny.
Amen.
Somebody's destiny will be celebrated today.
Amen.
I think I will move closer to those people here. Because these people... I'm just saying. And don't take me wrong. So because when I can hear more amen, even my mommy, my grandmas, and my granddaddy there, I can hear more amen. But these people, they are too American, and maybe they are not, I don't know. I want to declare again that the entrance of his word will brighten your life.
Amen.
Now I will leave you because their voices is high. I decree that as he enters your world, this morning you shall be celebrated.
Amen.
So the entrance of his word giveth light and understanding to the sin. This morning, whatever has been made difficult in your life, heaven will make it simple.
Amen.
I want to pray. Say to your neighbor, I want to declare into your life.
I want to declare to your life.
Listen to me very well. Whatever is easy to obtain in this land, it won't be difficult for you.
It won't be difficult for you.
Amen.
Amen.
You are not praying. You are not declaring. You don't understand me. Say it again. Say, whatever people obtain with ease,
whatever people obtain with ease,
you will not obtain it in difficulty.
You will not obtain it in difficulty.
In the name of the Father.
Of the Father.
In the name of the Son.
In the name of the Son.
In the name of the Holy Ghost.
In the name of the Holy Ghost.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
So open the door. Open this door. The King of Glory is standing at the door. He's knocking. Open it. After he let Peter out of the prison, so many people were gathered in the house of Mary. Nobody recognized the voice of Peter except Rhoda. And she went into the door. She knew it was Peter and went back there because the church was waiting for Peter's release. But they didn't know that God has answered even before they asked. So Peter and them were gathered and said, "Are you serious? Is something wrong with you? We were still praying on Peter. And you say Peter is standing at the door. Your prayers have been long answered." Oh, somebody.
Amen.
Gia, come on, somebody.
Amen.
Somebody's prayers have been long answered.
Amen.
And yet you are waiting for a sign. And he went and said to them, "Listen, Peter is at the door." He said, "Are you stupid? Are you mad? Is something wrong with this girl? Can somebody make sure they put this girl somewhere? We're still praying. We're praying. Shut up." And he said, "No. I recognize his voice. It's him. It's Peter. The prayer you pray for Dotun, he's living already."
Amen.
He said, "Why are you asking for signs? That 3 days, Jonah was in the belly of the fish, and on the third day, he was vomited on a plane." He said, "3 days, I shall break down this temple. And on the third day again, raise it up." He said he was going to build it. He said, "I was going to raise it up. You may be dead before coming here. I'm about to declare again. You may be dead. Your career may be dead. Your profession may be dead. Your home may be dead. Your matrimony may be dead. I decree as you open your door this morning, God will revive you."
Amen.
I say, God will revive you.
Amen.
Open the door. Don't shut God off your word. Some people say, "Yeah, I can't be bothered. Why would God do this? I don't mind. At the end of the day, I can lose my life. Why would you lose your life?" Don't forget, you were fearfully and wonderfully made. Yes, out of a million sperm that came out of a man, just one fertilized an egg. And it brought out the glory of God that the whole world beholds now. You are in this world to fulfill a destiny, and that destiny will not escape you.
Amen.
It doesn't matter if the world thinks negative about you. And he said, "We caught this woman in the act." Come on. Oh, God. He said, "We caught her in the act." They brought a woman. Where is the man? They didn't bring the man. And he said, "One of you has not committed a sin. Cast the first stone." And Jesus knelt down. And she was rewriting the story of this woman. And she was writing on the floor. By the time he raised up his head, the accusers were gone. Listen, you may have a court case. I'm about to declare again. Oh, come on. I'm about to declare that where they left you in the cell, before the 7th of August 2017, you will be released.
Amen.
Say, open the door. Open it. All he needs is you to invite him in. Matthew 7:7. Matthew 7:7. Somebody there. Ask.
And it shall be given unto you.
Seek. You shall find. Knock. The second thing you will do, you need to apply the wisdom. First thing you need to know your location and status. Am I at the entry point or at the exit point? Secondly, is that you need a key. Don't you need a key to open a door? Will the door open with the key? You just stand, I have the key. Amen. With the door open,
No. This
is the key. Door, I have your key. It will open. You have to apply the key into the knob and unlock it. That is application. So every word, you need to apply it into your life. That is when the fulfillment of the opening can take place. You know the entrance point? You know where you're standing? Am I to unlock a door? Am I to leave a particular zone in my life? I've got the key of David with me. Whatever door I unlock remains unlocked. The ones I shut is shut. Now apply it. He said, to those who knock, it shall be open. To those who what? Knock, it shall be open. So as God wants to come into your life this morning, he's not coming because he wants to take advantage of you. Some people say, can I leave that bad attitude? Can I no longer smoke? Can I no longer womanize? Can I no longer do this? Look, if I tell you the kind of life we lived before Christ took us, the type of life we lived before Christ said, listen, I don't expect you to be here. Come on. I open my door. I open my door. Come into the kingdom of God. It doesn't matter. You can't condemn yourself. If the whole world gives up on you, don't give up on yourself. Yes, sir. If your parent gives up on you, don't give up on yourself. Yes, you may not start well, but you will end well.
Amen.
I don't know how you came into this country. It doesn't matter. What matters is that wherever the sole of your feet has touched, you shall possess.
Amen.
Possession will be yours.
Amen.
I say possession will be yours.
Amen.
Over your children, don't fret. Because those children are for signs and for wonders.
Amen.
So whenever I talk about door today or about gates, I'm talking about the same thing. The entrance or the exit. So today, heaven will open a new door before you.
Amen.
And as I close, Isaiah 45, I want to pray this prayer with you. Isaiah 45. I'm actually going to verse 4 and 5, but you can read from verses 1.
Verses
you can
1.
Start from verses 1, please.
Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holding.
Listen.
To
I want you to appropriate that word
to
your name.
Amen.
Call your name. And say, thus says the Lord. That is the thus says the Lord.
Thus says the Lord. Risi.
Thus says the Lord to my life. Joshua Olale Lotson. Yeah.
Thus says the Lord to my life. Riskata Dejimoke.
Yes, read, man.
Whose right hand I have holding to subdue nations before him. And I will loose the lands of kings to open before him the two leaves gates, and the gate shall not be shut.
Did you hear what he said? The gate of blessing will not be shut upon you.
Amen.
Shall we rise, please? Open the door. You need to constantly keep that door open.
Amen.
I'm not saying open the door way to sins in your life that can corrupt your life. Romans 12, 1. It's a door you are of the world. But you have to be transformed. In the renewal of your mind, do not be confounded with this world. If you start coming into the church, you are blowing warm and cold. Like he said to one of those churches, seven churches, he said, I will spew you out. Heaven will not spew you out.
Amen.
Let us pray. Say, Father Lord.
Father Lord.
You have to raise your voice more. Say, Father Lord.
Father Lord.
If you don't raise your voice, it will be as if I'm harassing you. You know, I've been all over there. This is easy. You think I'm easy now? So you have to come up a bit. Say, Father Lord.
Father Lord.
So I open my life unto you.
I open my life unto you.
Say, open the blessings of heaven to me.
Open the blessings of heaven to me.
So that I will not become the same again. Oh yeah, begin to pray. Begin to pray.
Take preeminence over our life in Jesus. Let your name be good. Let my life not be the same. Let my husband, my son, my daughter's life, the just family's life, not be the same again in Jesus' name. Father, come in and take your place as a preeminence.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Verse 2, and I'm done.
I will go before thee.
Yes.
I made the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gate of brass.
Did and you hear
cut
what he
in sunder the bars
listen,
of iron.
Heaven is going ahead of you in the last half of this year.
Amen.
You may have been turned down in a workplace. You may have been turned down wherever, I don't know, the police, Homeland Secretary. You may have been turned down in one request before man or the other. But from this morning, it will go ahead of you.
Amen.
You may have failed a course before now. You may not be doing well before today, but as you have actually decided to open up your door, heaven will begin to celebrate your destiny in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Look, every crooked places in your life shall be made straight.
Amen.
He said, I will break in pieces the gates of brass.
Amen.
And cut
in asunder.
Asunder the bars of iron.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say after me, Father Lord.
Father Lord.
Every gate of brass.
Every gate of brass.
Begin to break them in pieces.
Begin to break them in pieces.
Every bars of iron.
Every bars of iron.
Oh, yeah, begin to cut them into
before
pieces.
Cut them in pieces.
Before my children,
before my husband, before my wife.
Oh, yeah, begin to break.
Every gate of
every
brass.
Every gate of brass.
Rather begin to break them into pieces.
Begin to break them into pieces. Cut them in a sound. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Father, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
Accept our thanks.
Amen.
Lord, we pray that through this ministry, you will cause revival in Augusta.
Amen.
That through this ministry, you will become something new in Georgia.
Amen.
That through this ministry, in the whole of Atlanta, God, you will proclaim your glory.
Amen.
That this through this ministry, the whole of America will be revived in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That through this ministry, every soul from this ministry, their life will come anew in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As we pray today, from today, every week, you will begin to have a testimony in this ministry.
Amen.
In the name of the Father.
Amen.
In the name of the Son.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Come on, let's go ahead and put your hands together.